Rich Kimble, Kerry Haskell here with you. Yeah, a little tired. Pulled in my driveway at 6.05 a.m. yesterday from the return trip from the Western Kentucky game. Of course, a little time difference. It was a night game and a little late getting off the ground and that sort of thing. But feeling good, feeling a little better as we go along. And, of course, feeling great for the Black Bears, who had a huge, huge win, the third in program history over an FBS opponent. One of the heroes of the game, linebacker Sterling Sheffield. And we had a chance to catch up with him. He's got class right now, but we caught up with him right before we came on the air, and he went to class. Hey, Sterling, how are you this afternoon?
I'm great. How about you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Well, I'm a little tired, but, you know, those long plane flights home in the middle of the night are a whole lot better when you got a big victory under your belt.
Oh, definitely. Definitely a lot better.
What was that feeling like standing on the field at an FBS stadium with a big crowd, although most of them had gone home? What was it like down on the field singing the Stein song there to those main Black Bear fans?
It was amazing. It was a great, great, great time, a great experience. Just being able to know that we're the third team to be able to beat that FBS team is great. And we have two things that will be in the record books for. So that's good.
Absolutely. Now, you guys fell behind early before people were even in their seats. It's 21-0, but there was no sign of panic, no quit in you guys. And is a lot of that because you guys as a team believe in yourselves and each other so much?
Definitely. Coach Ace has done a great job putting in a culture for the past 2 years and leaving us with two important goals in life and goals for our team is being able to be accountable and being able to have a accountable in yourself and your teammates and also believing in each other. And so when we were down 21-0, to be honest, there was no doubt, no fear. We just knew that we had to buckle down and just be able to grind the rest of the three quarters out because we still had three and a half quarters left in the game. So
the Black Hole defense has been playing so great. 12 sacks now over the course of the first two games. This is incredible. In two games, you guys have only allowed a total of 27 rushing yards. What's been the key to that defense so far?
We knew from preseason that there's a very special group of guys that we have and on defense. And so with our front seven, and also with our secondary. There's a lot of guys that have matured from the year before and have learned from their previous mistakes and experiences. And also the new guys coming in, understanding our culture and being able to accept that and play the best that they can be and play for their team.
We're talking with Sterling Sheffield of the Maine Black Bears, ranked number 17 in the nation in the new poll this week. Tell me a little bit about Coach Heatherman. What's he like out there to work with as he helps put together the defensive game plan for you every week? He's such a quiet guy away from the field. What's he like in practice sessions?
Coach Heatherman during practice is definitely one of the loudest guys on the field. 100% one of the loudest guys, but he's a drill sergeant on the field, but he's a very very nice guy and he very knowledgeable too. A lot of guys on the team are able to come to talk to him about stuff that they messed up on either on the field or in the game or even off the field. And him and along with Coach Ryan, Coach Weave, Coach Burkett, and Coach Kite, they do it on the defensive side. They do a great job with just sharing the same mindset with each different group. And so Coach Heatherman done a great job and all the coaches that we have.
You know, some teams, the defense stays with themselves and they stick together as a unit, but they don't always talk or get along well with the offensive unit. But you guys seem to bond so well. I see the defensive guys there on the sidelines cheering for the offense and the other way around, everybody cheering for special teams when a big play is made. Where does that come from, that you guys have that strong support for all your teammates, not just the guys on your unit?
We noticed that it's not two halves that make a whole. We need to be together, and that's one of the things that in the past couple of years that we thought that okay, offense is up, offense is going, defense is up, defense is going. But this year and even the end of last year, we noticed that the energy that defense brings or the energy that offense brings helps the other half. It's kind of like a yin yang relationship, and because every East Side we know that we all have one direction to get. That's like we all have one direction, and that's the win. That's to win a championship also. And so just being able to realize that and understand that that we're here for one another, and even if the defense isn't doing well, we're able to lean on the offense, and the offense is doing well, we're able to lean on the defense. That's a special thing that it's a special thing that we have going.
Your schedule is so tough this year. 4 home games, 7 games on the road. The only team in the country that plays 2 FBS opponents. But now that you're sitting there at 2-0, do you guys look at this not so much as a challenge, but as an opportunity to go out there and show the rest of the country what you can do?
To be honest, we think, the schedule is tough, and we play 2 FBS opponents. I don't think there's a guy in our locker room that believes that we can't win every game in our schedule. And so Coach H has told us that we need to come out and just take each game by itself and not to think ahead or not to get overconfident or just all of that. We just need to be able to realize that we need to take each game by itself. Like now we have Central Michigan, focus on Central Michigan and not look ahead.
Sterling, I think you're going to be busy after you get out of Maine, because I really believe you're going to be playing football on Sundays after you're done as a Black Bear. But I have to tell you, I caught some of your play-by-play work when you were down at the league meetings. I think you got some real talent there.
Hey, I learned from the best, huh?
That was some terrific stuff right there. Well, it's such a great start to the year. So excited for you guys. All right, in some ways, do you wish you didn't have the bye week? You're playing so well. Would you like to get right back out there and take on Central Michigan this Saturday?
Oh, yeah, definitely. The competitor in me wants to play right now. But my body, I still don't have a tooth. And so I lost that in the game. So I need to get that first before we play Central Michigan. So
yeah, did I see you going back onto the field looking for your tooth? Is that what you were getting at halftime?
Yep. I was... After it happened, I went back onto the field and found my tooth, and we tried putting it back in. Western Kentucky tried helping me put my tooth back in at halftime. And so I wasn't in our locker room at halftime. I was in the Western Kentucky training room the whole time, trying to put a tooth in. Yes, but it ended up not being a full. It was almost a clean break, but since it wasn't, they weren't able to put it back in. So I'll probably have to get a crown or something like that soon. So sometime this week. So
get that taken care of. Giving your all for the Black Bears, Sterling. We appreciate it. Congratulations on the great win on Saturday. Enjoy this week, and we'll see you getting ready for Central Michigan a week from Saturday.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Yeah, giving it up for the team. They're losing a tooth for the cause. That's Maine's outstanding linebacker, Sterling Sheffield, here on Downtown.